Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, we are Kim and Penn Holderness. You may remember us from those parodies like Christmas Jammies.
We do a lot of them. They're 2 or 3 minutes long, meant to make you laugh. This is a podcast, a little bit longer, meant to make you laugh and maybe think a little bit.
This is the real us, the real marriage, and everything in between. Make sure to subscribe and give us some feedback. You can email us at holdermesspodcast@gmail.com. Coming up on the Holder Mess podcast, we go way, way, way outside of our comfort zone.
Like over 12,000 feet above sea level.
And pooping in the woods.
With our children.
I mean, it was, it was a thing.
Let's start the podcast.
Hello, podcast, my old friend. It's time to record you again. But this time we're bringing our children, and they'll interrupt when we're talking, and they'll probably get too close to the microphone.
Yeah.
Cause distortion. Time for the sound of podcasts.
I
this
love
song
it.
Should probably end right now. But I like harmonizing with myself, especially when the drums kick in. Both of my voices start rocking.
Yeah.
Because listening to myself is my favorite thing in the whole world. This is the sound of podcasts.
No. Welcome to the Holder Mess podcast.
Hi.
And
we're here this time.
Yes, let me introduce.
We're your special guests.
We are special guests.
We gotta, introduce you guys.
Interrupt.
So
interrupt.
Well, yeah, that's happening
interrupt
too.
A good guest does not interrupt.
We gotta introduce you.
Yeah, interrupt you guys.
Yeah. A good guest does not interrupt. Hi. This is Kim and Penn, and special guest today, our dog just sneezed, our dog Ruby's here, as well as our children, Lola,
yeah,
who's 11,
uh-huh,
and Penn Charles, who is 8. He's dabbing. He was dabbing, but then realized that you couldn't see the dab.
So, hey guys, we want to let you know that this podcast is going to be all about that time when our entire family went way outside our comfort zone.
Way.
We've just gotten back from the woods.
In the middle of the mountains in Colorado.
In the Rocky Mountains.
Yes.
In Mahaka.
Well, it was very rocky.
It was the Rocky Mountains.
I always thought the Rockies would be a little rockier.
That's John Denver. went way outside of our comfort zone. And I think it's something that I'm very proud of our family, first of all. I'm mostly proud of me.
I was very modest. Very modest.
Well, we went backpacking, and my comfort zone is a hotel.
Sleeping?
with room service.
Taking naps.
Yeah. So we went backpacking in the woods without a bathroom, without cell sheets, phone. Without cell phones, without any of that stuff, and we'd never done it before. So we're going to talk all about the gruesome details today.
And I'm going to start just by setting kind of where we were, what we did, and then I'll just kind of tee you guys up because the experience itself was something else. We're all happy to be alive. We're a little bit warmer, smell a little better, a little better showered. All those things have happened. But this whole trip started when one of Kim's best friends, or her husband, is insane.
Yes.
He goes camping with, like, his buddies in subarctic temperatures in the middle of the winter time in Denver.
Who does that?
I know. And I
he does.
Yes. He does. I reached out to him and I said, hey, I know you go on a family trip every summer. Would you consider taking us? And he went through painstaking efforts to make sure that we were not only getting a good challenging camping trip, but also that it was the perfect first one for us.
Yes, his name is Scott.
Or Ranger Rick.
Calling him Ranger Rick.
Well, no, because PC thought his name was actually Rick, but...
No, it didn't. No, Daddy said Rick, and then I just started calling him Rick.
What's that noise?
It's this.
Yeah, don't mess with that.
Okay, can we stop fiddling with things?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. So Scott and Katie. Katie's my best friend from college.
It's Rick.
Yes, Scott and Katie and their children, Emmy and Hayden, hosted us on this backpacking trip. Their kids are the same age as our kids and made it look so easy.
Yeah, even me, like as someone who used to be a camper,
You camped?
I did when I was in Boy Scouts. I camped, but it was a different kind of camping.
It was in the cabin.
We would hike up a hill, but then there would be a couple of dudes in pickup trucks with like Coleman furnaces and all of our gear and, you know, tables that we could put our hamburgers on, and they cooked for us for the most part. So it was kind of camping. This
was glamping.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was glamping, but it was regular camping. This was hardcore camping that we went on, right, guys?
Yeah. So we landed in Denver. We rented backpacks, sleeping bags, tents, and stuff, so we didn't have to fly with that. Scott gave us a packing list of things to pack and buy that was pages long, and I spent so much time in REI getting stuff ready. In fact, when I was at REI, I was so out of place because that is not my normal stopping grounds. I love it there. And
you
I
like
want
Target.
Yeah, I like Target.
So Target is your normal stopping
ground. I want to be an outdoorsy type person. And I love REI, but I was so out of place there. Everybody's like, what are you, do you need help? And I told them what we were doing, and they're like, are you going with somebody that knows? I so clearly didn't know what I was doing. They're like, do you have an expert on hand? I'm like, yes, we'll be fine. So,
Rick. Yeah, we started packing, I don't know, 2 weeks beforehand, or you did.
Yeah.
And Kim was very organized about it. I was basically thinking, look, it's July. I'm just going to pack a couple of things.
I'll just bring some shorts and a t-shirt.
Right.
I mean, honestly, we didn't use that many shirts because we wore like the same pants. We could have ditched 10 pounds because of like all the shirts and shorts that we brought that we didn't use. Like I only really wore two shirts because like I didn't really need more than
Which
that.
Is why I think my method of packing was better.
Oh,
I just packed like two things.
Okay. So, we're going to get to that in a second.
My PJs were jeans.
The first day.
And long.
Boy, you guys are jumping ahead. Hang on. This is a podcast, guys. A podcast moves slowly and seamlessly. We've gotten both of those wrong so far. And we're going to get it right now. So, it starts at something called a trailhead, okay?
Wait, what?
It's called a trail?
With a head.
This trailhead was in... near Leadville, Colorado, and it was elevation 11,000 feet, which is already pretty high, and it was going to end at 12,500 feet after a 2+ mile hike up a hill to a place called Timberline Lake.
Or it should be called Timber Lake.
Yeah, we think they've missed a marketing opportunity.
Justin
they
Timberlake.
Should call it Timber Lake.
They should. All right, so I'm just going to tee you guys up one at a time about the experience. So we get our backpacks on. The first moment we put our backpack on, Lola, what was your thought?
I basically fell on my back. It was really heavy, but then Ranger Rick like fixed it and made it so it wasn't as heavy. Because I have enough trouble at school with my backpack. Like, it's too heavy. But these are special, so they're like the most of the weight is on your hips.
Right.
I have a lot of homework, so I don't.
I have trouble with my backpack. Thank you. Pentecost doesn't have a very heavy backpack. All right, so that's just putting your backpack on. Okay.
Right. You go ahead.
My backpack was like, and then Rick just fixed it up, and I was still like,
keep in mind, he's only really carrying his sleeping bag and a pair of socks.
Yeah. You only carried like 10 pounds.
So, Lola, you are already feeling like it's kind of heavy.
Yes, because I'm the tallest of all the kids, so I had to hold the most.
You had the most ballast, yeah. So 5 minutes in, I started feeling it. It was steep.
Yeah.
Along with that weight and with the air. And Lola, tell me what it was like 5 minutes in for you.
I was like breathing. I was like breathing super heavy, and I was like falling over on my back, and I needed to take breaks like every minute because it was like so intense. But we had these like camelback things, we call them bladders.
Yes.
But it like has a sucky thingy and you
a straw.
But it's really long and it has like this thing on the end of it, and then you just like, it's like funner than sipping out of a water bottle. Yes.
So okay, fun. Great. Funner's not a word. That's okay.
More funner.
It's
more funner. Still, still incorrect.
More funner.
More funner. Maybe the worst grammar I've ever
heard. So a big key that Scott told us was to buy these. Yeah, it was like a little water bladder that hooked into the backpack. And the straw came out right at their mouth from the backpack so that the kids would be motivated to drink water, because you have to drink a lot of water at that elevation especially.
So I was at the, when I started, I was like getting really tired, and then like I took about 1,000 breaks. When everyone else took like 2.
No, that's not true. Everyone was taking breaks. Pen Charles, you were kind of a pace rabbit, and this is how you are in real life. You either run 15 miles an hour, or you drag your butt at about 1 foot a minute. You don't have anything in between. So that was very pronounced as we were going up the trail. Lola adopted the tortoise and the hare strategy of slow
and steady.
And steady. Mm-hmm. So we all ended up getting there at about the same time. But there was a moment where I was a little worried about myself, but I made it through. I was also worried about Lola, because Lola did have the worst weight to size ratio. And I looked at her, and I actually had a camera with me, and Lola looked, and Lola never does this. Lola's like, put that thing away.
Yeah.
Lola, like, you were in the weeds. That's what we call, like, you had to dig deep to get up to the top of that hill, didn't you? Tell us about that.
It's dank.
It's dank. That's all
I just say. There's nothing else. Not even one good thing. I think even the view, just trees. I've seen trees before. I would like to take a bus up to the hill.
But so, what about the feeling of satisfaction when you finally got to the top of the hill?
You mean altitude sickness?
Yeah. So that feeling of satisfaction was not a feeling of satisfaction. It was more altitude sickness.
My satisfaction was like, the first day, I was like, my head was hurting, and I was like so pooped from running from walking, that I just like, I felt so horrible, and that didn't, the satisfaction was awful.
Well, I am sorry. But the hike itself was beautiful. It's funny because it was a little over 2 miles, and 2 miles, that's nothing. I walked
the dog.
It was
like more than just 3 miles.
It was closer to 3 miles. Well, it's like 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
But at that elevation with a pack on, for a family that's not experienced, it was challenging.
It absolutely was.
We'll put in the woods.
Yeah. We're going to get to that. So once again, we're going seamlessly from topic to topic, and we're going to move on to the next topic. Wait, Pen Charles has his hand up. Let the record show. Pen Charles, please speak clearly into the microphone.
Wait, what?
So we can hear you.
I was on the first time up. When I got up there, I was like, yes! And they're like, inside my head, I was like celebrating doing the flossing the whole time.
There's a lot of flossing.
Yeah, there's a lot of flossing.
Of teeth, or not of teeth.
No, there was no flossing of teeth. In fact,
it's a dance move.
Now, when we get to the campsite, it's beautiful. It's
gorgeous.
On a lake. It's perfect weather. The sun is out. The water is freezing cold, but the water is there. It's good that the water's freezing cold, because mommy used that cold water as a refrigerator for the 10 pounds. Remember, everything's important that you carry up there. You know, one of my buddy Scott actually sawed off his toothbrush so that it weighed less to get it up there.
Yeah.
Weight is everything. But we did have to bring 10 pounds of wine.
Yes. Yes. So this was something I was concerned about. I emailed my friend Katie in the weeks before our trip, and it just said, "Hey, I'm super excited about this camping trip. I feel like it would be made better with wine, but I'm guessing we can't bring any because it'll be too heavy." And she said, "Oh, no, no." So what you do is you, and everybody probably knows this, it was shocking to me. You go get the boxed wine and you take the bag out, and then you just carry the bag itself. And she got a box that was equal to 4 bottles because we were going to be there for like 2.5 days. So we figured 4 bottles for 2 of us.
But you didn't bother bringing soda for the kids. No. Did you?
Thanks for that, nope. Lola. So she carried that up, and then you put it in the lake, and the freezing cold lake keeps it nice and cool for the entirety of your trip.
And then the women hoarded it when the men wanted a...
Yes, they wanted some, but I was like, no, we have to ration
this. You hid it from me at one point.
Yes, we hid it under rocks in the lake.
Yeah.
Because that's your fake laugh. Yeah. No, it isn't.
Okay, so there was wine. What things were there not? Let's make a list. What did we not have
beer.
At the campsite?
Well, we weren't supposed to have toothpaste, but like, we didn't want to use baking soda. Mm-hmm.
Right.
There is a thing you're not supposed to bring. You know, toothpaste, deodorant, things that would smell sweet to a wildlife and a bear. So it was told to me to not bring deodorant, my tinted moisturizer, my dry shampoo, all of these things. He looked at me and laughed. So I left all of that at home. Like, I did not bring deodorant. I didn't bring any of that stuff, but I did bring toothpaste.
Yes, so we had toothpaste. We didn't have deodorant. Guys, did we have internet?
Yes.
Well.
No.
No.
Yes.
But you guys brought your phones.
Did we have cell service?
Yes.
Nope.
No, we brought our phones just to take pictures.
Yes, we brought our phones to take videos. But there were no electronics otherwise. Mm-hmm. There was no electricity, obviously. There were no fires. Or there weren't supposed to be fires. That was an interesting part of it because Colorado's in this awful drought. And because of the beetle kill, a lot of the trees have become really limber.
Mm-hmm.
Not limber.
It's easy to poop next to them, though.
Yeah. So we couldn't start a fire. And so there were a lot of things we didn't have. We had to cook with this tiny little stove that was about the size of, if you put your thumb and your index finger together and made a circle, that was the size of the stove that
we
cooked on.
The okay sign.
We had plenty of water, but we had to filter it through this filtration system that we hung at the top of the tree.
Yeah, that was fascinating to me as well. I hadn't even thought about that. How would we drink water? Because it's not like we're bringing water bottles up. So it was this fancy bag that Ranger Rick hooked up. So you just scoop the water out of the lake, and it filters down into a clean water bag that you just pour out so we could stay very hydrated.
Yeah. All right, so let's go through the trip. We set up the tent. Wasn't that difficult. But when we saw the tent...
It was very difficult.
I'd never seen a tent... Well, I hadn't seen the tent since I was about 14.
Okay, so if there's like a queen bed, it's not even as big as that, and there's 4 people, one of them who is very giant, sleeping in them.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you. And like a lot, in like really puffy sleeping bags and like not a lot of room. And PC and I were like on the end of the sleeping bag, or the tent, and we had like the walls of the tent like on our faces the entire night.
So one of the fails on my part is I rented a 4-person tent, and that's for 4 normal-sized people, not for a penholderness-sized person, because he's 6'5", and I couldn't even zip the tent around his feet.
He had to, stick his feet out at night.
He had, his feet stuck out of the tent, and there wasn't room to... It was very... We got to... You know, it was very cozy. It was very, very cozy.
My feet were...
In a good and bad
my
way.
Head were both pressing against the edges of the tent. Yes. It was super uncomfortable.
And because we had to carry it, so it had to be kind of light, so... In theory, I think it's worth the extra weight to carry.
Yeah, I don't care how many pounds. I would have rather had a bigger tent. It was rough. And none of us sleep normally. We all have a thing. Kim is a very light sleeper, and when she snores, she sounds like this.
It's true.
I go.
I hum because I'm very sweet and dainty.
Yeah.
I once said... Bro!
Yeah, Pen Charles has
weird
night terrors or something. I don't
not
know.
Night.
And he does this. He goes like,
Yeah, he smacks, he punches, he kicks. He got in an imaginary fight with Lola while fast asleep on the first night. Yeah. Lola sleeps with her limbs. She moves around quite a bit.
She moves around a lot.
And Daddy snores.
Yeah, so it was a dream. I have to say, so the tent sleeping situation was not ideal.
Wait, right. Can I say something? Yeah. So one time about the crazy limbs while I sleep, one time at our old house, I was sleeping normally, and then I woke up and I was underneath the bed because I had rolled off the bed and then
rolled under the bed. Yes, so she needs a lot of space that we did not have.
Nope, not at all.
None of us had space.
Right.
I mean, I guess you could say Penn Charles had some level of space.
Just because
he clearly was moving around in that space.
Yeah.
But, we woke up in the morning and not only were we all very tired because none of us got as much sleep as we liked, but it was freezing cold. This was July. It was 31 degrees when we woke up, guys.
And so my husband, who insisted on not looking at the packing list and only packed like shorts and t-shirts, I had to beg him to bring a down jacket.
And it was good to have.
Yeah.
You also forgot your layers and stole my layer after the first day.
I was so busy packing for them that I just didn't. I had everything in the bag, but I didn't. I forgot some stuff when I was up there.
Not only was it super uncomfortable, but on the first night, do you guys remember that Mommy took Daddy's sleeping bag?
Yeah.
By accident? And all these sleeping bags were like perfectly fitted for the person's height. So I passed my nipples.
It looked like a cute little cocktail dress on Daddy. It was a teeny tiny little sleeping bag that Daddy had to go in.
I couldn't get warm. It was very cold.
I was conversely very warm.
Oh, yeah.
Over my head.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Second night was better, and we got to swap up. Second night was better,
yes.
Hey, can we talk about some of the cool parts of camping?
Sure.
Can we talk about fishing and walking around the lake and you guys playing in the woods with your friends without having to worry about a phone? And we talk about hammocks. I want to hear from the kids about the good parts of camping.
There's two hammocks.
Yeah, there's hammocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I'd like to get more from you about this.
Really all. But, I mean,
There's way more.
Really?
Oh, taking naps. I took like a one nap.
Did you take a nap?
No.
But there's a fishing and walking and running and crawling and rolling.
So being active and away from a screen. How amazing is that?
Not that cool.
It's so funny. Now that they're back here and they've got their phones and their iPads, they're saying
By the way, they don't have phones and iPads. They use ours.
I am noting a different attitude, but when you guys were there, you were full of energy.
Yeah.
You were happy. You would go away into the woods and play some weird fort game, and we wouldn't see you for a while, and then you would come back, and you'd still be happy.
Real life Fortnite.
And you guys ate whatever was in front of you. You were very, very, you're usually very non-adventurous when it comes to food. You guys ate campfire food, which, by the way, was freeze-dried by Ranger Rick.
And not a campfire.
Yeah.
It was over a burner.
Sorry, camp food,
I have to say, as a helicopter parent that's been well-established, typically my goal, I kind of hover more than I should, but because nobody else was there, the kids just ran off and they ran off with their friends. And then Scott and Katie do this thing. They just yell Marco. And then they yell back Polo. And so, you know, that they're kind of within voice range and they find their way back. So it was an incredible amount of freedom that our kids got to just go get lost in the woods. Mm-hmm.
And that's good. So speaking of the woods, the real reason why we're doing this podcast is to talk about something that Mommy did that she never thought that she would do. And something she may never do again, but she did it more than... How many times did you do it?
Oh my gosh, why do we need details?
Nobody's excited about my poops. Why do we have to be excited about her poops?
Because Lola, I've seen you poop in...
I pooped once.
Yeah, well, everybody pooped. This is about Mommy because everybody was way outside her comfort zone. Mommy pooped in the woods multiple times. Let's give her a round of applause. Like, that was... Come on. Just me?
I mean...
Yeah. I was holding my hand.
It was amazing. So,
well, I think she's a little bit embarrassed about talking about
her poop. I think this was my... And first of all, everybody poops. This was my biggest anxiety was the bathroom situation.
Uh-huh.
Not knowing, I know. Well, because I just was prepared for extreme constipation, I'll be honest.
And you could have just done that. I've seen you camel it up for like 3 or 4 days.
I mean, desperate times. So, yeah. So, you guys want to walk... Ranger Rick taught us how to do it. Anybody, you guys want to walk us through how to poop in the woods?
Okay, so... You dig... Wait, can I explain this?
No. Yeah.
Please. Okay, so he brought this shovel. Well, yeah, we brought the shovel. And you dig like about a 6-inch hole. And then you drop your pants down and you dump it. Then you bury it. Then you put the paper in the bushes. Then boom, you pooped.
You should just put the paper in. It's like biodegradable. It's just put in the hole, I thought.
Yeah, you put it in the hole with it.
Oh.
So you didn't do that.
Nope. Chucked it out of a tree.
Oh, great.
Well, either way, we're hoping
it was very flimsy paper.
Yeah.
Yes. But yes, so I went so far out. So I think other people are more confident and they went just kind of on the periphery of the campsite. I went probably hiked back to North Carolina. I went so far because I did not want to chance anybody playing near. Getting near, I went in my time and my privacy, and I just went very far away.
Oh,
yes, so and no. You asked me to go out with you
the first time. I didn't want you to stay
and
there,
dig the hole for you.
But I wanted you to show me. That's marriage right there.
When I went to the bathroom, I went like super far out. But what I didn't know was there was like an optional trail that was there. And I was behind a big rock, but there were these people walking by.
No way!
I had to hide behind the rock and pretend like I wasn't there.
Oh, no way! I didn't know that.
I was pooping and like, I'm not here.
Just me pooping. Now that, I have to say, that's very funny, Lola. And
what if they were like, oh, let's go look behind that rock.
Here's the difference.
Oh, my
children really will poop anywhere. Penn Charles pooped in the middle of a parking lot time when he was
like two, and we had him in a porta potty with us.
They will go to any airport bathroom. They will go to any gas station bathroom. They will go to any
porta potty.
Yeah, they will go to porta potties. Mommy is a lot more choosy. Like when we're driving down the road, Mommy's a little bit of a gas station snob. She has to go to the bathroom, and she'll say, "Not that one, not that one, not that one, this one." So that's her baseline. And yet she pooped in the woods.
I know. And my husband was nice enough to come with me and help me dig that very first hole to show me how to do it.
All right. So take us through. And I know you want to talk. This is mommy time. Give me a second. We're going to finish. Okay. You go ahead. Then we'll do mommy's talk.
Okay,
what's
go
up?
For it.
Oh, yeah. So also after we went to the camping, we also had this very, very bad smelling bathing that I ran out of. A rhino.
You ran out of... Different.
But still, it was very bad smelling, and Mommy did not want to go in there.
Yes. I'm very picky about the bathroom.
Okay. Picky. Thanks, Penn Charles. Nice thought. Okay, we're going to go back to Mommy, and we're going to listen to Mommy here.
Okay.
I want you to describe in detail what happened in the woods with you and the toilet.
We should go for this part.
Well,
yeah.
If you'd like to go, you guys can go.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Bye. Thanks for joining us.
Bye. Okay. Go ahead and talk about your awkward poop.
Okay.
We'll
Okay.
You guys can say bad words now that we're gone.
We try not to say bad words in these podcasts. We try to be family friendly.
Sure. Okay.
Bye.
Bye,
guys. Go talk about your poop.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sure they're not going to be listening.
Good
from
doing this
downstairs.
Thing.
Hey, it's good doing this thing, he said.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
That was fun. We're going to edit that whole thing out. Just kidding. All right, so.
I have to say.
The fears, the moment, the sensation. Let's take you through it, okay?
First of all, I love my husband that he walked with me and about a mile out, and he helped me dig a hole. And the hole you dug was not as big as the hole I needed. I dug enough to, like, plant a huge potted plant, like a full-sized hydrangea. Like I planted a huge, huge hole. And then I just went. And I was just like the fear of God and the fear of getting caught. I just like did it. Like 2 seconds.
Did you go long enough to make sure everything was out properly?
Oh my gosh, we don't need to have those sorts of details.
Well, that can happen in the woods.
Oh my gosh, no? Yes, I did. Okay, I think, Ruby.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel like maybe we could have spared a few extra ounces for some thicker toilet paper?
Yes.
When we were out there? Was it the biodegradable
it's like
part
biodegradable.
Of it? Is that what the problem is?
Yeah, yes.
How did you feel afterwards? Did you feel embarrassed? Did you feel liberated?
I felt liberated. I have to say the squatting sensation, it's very... I mean, it's like what you're supposed to be doing. That's why people invented that squatty potty. Yeah. That's like a
sort
very
of accelerated
yeah,
things?
Accelerated things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you since tried doing that in a normal bathroom to see
have
how
I,
it works?
Have I stood up on the toilet seat and then squatted down
yeah.
onto it? No.
Okay.
And I probably won't because my luck, I would fall over and then need to be rescued and
sure.
I'd be butt out.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you did it.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. And she comes back and we give her a round of applause just
Thank
to make
you.
Her a little bit more embarrassed.
Yes.
And it's one of my proudest moments that Aww. I've had of my wife. I'm serious because of all the things we said, you being a toilet snob,
mm-hmm.
you just in general having anxiety about going to the bathroom, which I think a lot of people have
Maybe.
From time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And you did it. And if I were you, I would have felt like, an American Ninja Warrior. I would have felt like you know those vignettes at the end when they
yes,
get to the end and they start crying.
Yeah, that's
started...
me. Like I have to say this entire trip was so far outside of our comfort zone as a family. It was so completely different than anything we tried. I don't think we could have done it, or I know we couldn't have done it without Scott and Katie.
Yeah.
Just being the experts and leading the way. I mean, but I do recommend. A trip like this as a family. It was very, I mean, Lola's kind of rolling her eyes. She's like, I was just walking. She had an amazing time.
She loved it.
We went, we hiked around the lake. She went fly fishing and caught a fish.
Which I didn't even do.
Yeah. They ran around and played and got lost and played card games all day and they weren't on screens. It was just an amazing chance to try something different, and it wasn't fancy, it wasn't, you know, some high-end luxury resort, it was, you know, it was great.
It was,
yeah.
And it was so bizarre that when we were talking about having to go hang our backpacks by a tree so the bears wouldn't get us, that was just like, oh, okay,
yeah.
Like, everything else was so bizarre, like eating freeze-dried food and hiking with all of our stuff and being exhausted and not being able to fit into our tent. We're like, oh, there's bears? All right.
No big deal.
What do we have to do? We didn't even talk about the bears.
Yeah, so like
there's bears all over this place.
Yeah, but we went on a hike and we left the trail mix out and some chipmunks attacked the trail mix, but that's like our only animal interaction.
They were brazen chipmunks.
Yes,
we saw them
hungry.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I didn't mention any of this, but I'm an Eagle Scout. I've done this before. I should be a good camper.
Yeah, but it's been how many years since you've done
Since I've met you?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to go camping?
Well,
would
now...
Would you do it again now?
I would. I think I would want to go with someone like Scott if we were doing the backpacking thing, just because I feel like he even knew, like, okay, if you're going to hang your backpacks, this is the stuff you keep out of your backpack. Like, all those, like, little tips and tricks to keep you alive. But there's a whole, like, car camping, which is kind of...
I can do that.
A medium stage. But this was perfect because there were no other people around.
No, there was zero.
There was
we
like,
saw maybe five, and they were all day tourists. They were walking
like day
by,
hikers.
And we were the locals.
Yeah, I know. We're like, what are you doing through our campsite? So there were no other people around, so it was super private. And, you know, because I don't love it when it gets too people-y. So my only concern is if you go camping, like car camping, and then there's another person in a campsite 10 yards away. Like, what good is that? Like, I don't want to hear another dude snore. I got to deal with my husband. I don't want to hear another husband snore. So, like, I just want to be careful of, like, not getting too people-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I'm the same way with that. You know me. I'm the biggest extrovert in the world. And when people walked by, I would go and say, hey, how you doing? Where are you going? Where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. But there were a lot of moments, don't know if you noticed, where I was sitting by myself at the edge of the lake, listening to nothing. And I got energy from that, which
really?
I don't normally get. I don't
what
normally get
like
energy.
For you?
Well, it was a reset button. You mm-hmm. know, for me, it was a reset button. And I guess it was the closest thing to meditation for me. I'm not really a meditator because I find inner peace by talking to other people, which is weird. But it was so spectacular I felt like I had to at least embrace it for a little bit.
Yeah, and it was really great. Special. And I thank you to our friends, Scott and Katie Roerig, for sending, for working. They worked so hard on, I know, I need to send them a squatty potty or something.
Do they have like a website we should promote, or they don't? You should Google them. Katie was a Denver Bronco cheerleader. There'll be some good images that'll pop up.
No, she's super hot. It was such a cool experience for our family. I really recommend trying something outside your comfort zone. I think I asked the kids. Penn Charles would go again next weekend. Lola wants a few months before she has to sleep in a tent with us. No, but I love it.
Thank you so much for watching. Listening. Thank you so much for listening to the Hold Our Mess podcast. Hope you were able to follow all of that while we had our children here. They did better than average. Even though they still, we have some interrupting issues.
Send us some feedback. I love getting your emails to holdermess, H-O-L-D-E-R-M, as in messy, M-E-S-S, @gmail.com. Remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Leave us a review. Maybe even share the podcast. We'd love that. Thank you.
We recorded this on a new machine. I really hope it works, Max. Bye!
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.